Once upon a time in a faraway land, six men came upon a lone elephant. All the men were blind, but all were eager to learn what was an elephant. So in turn, they each stepped up to the elephant and examined the beast with their fingers and hands. Each man only felt one part, nothing more, believing that one piece was all there was to explore. The first man walking to the elephant's front reached out and grabbed two handfuls of trunk. Feeling it up and down, he said, "Why, gee, this creature must look like the branch of a tree." At the opposite end, a man skinny as a rail found himself playing with the elephant's tail. Making his findings known, he said, "Nope, I believe this animal resembles a rope." The third to weigh in on this crazy debate found to his dismay that he couldn't relate. "No, it's like a pillar, very solid and strong. Of course it was the leg he had his hands upon." On the other side of this patient beast, another man thought, "No one is right in the least. Upon the tusk," he said, "I don't mean to snipe, but the strong and solid thing is closer to a pipe." The tallest man out of this inquisitive lot found himself delighted by the piece that he'd got. Standing by the ears, feeling breezes so grand, he said, "This blessed thing can flap its wings like a fan." Last to speak, whose arms had reached out wide, felt several feet of the animal's side, said, "Nothing I've heard makes any sense at all. This enormous thing is a living wall." They argued for hours, and though each one was right, none of them had the whole picture in sight. Each of them to his own view would cling, even though they'd only felt a part of the thing. But it's the same damn elephant, the same sweet gray elephant. It's the same damn elephant, no matter what they felt at hand. It's the same big elephant, the same loving elephant. It's the same big elephant, much more than they could understand. Now the moral of the story, I hope you can see. It doesn't matter which version of God you believe. Leg or trunk or tail, Hindu, Muslim or Jew, the God who made us all loves me as much as you. Cause it's the same sweet elephant, the same big tall elephant, the same patient elephant, no matter what you feel at hand. It's the same sweet spirit, the same loving spirit, the same forgiving spirit. Differences should bind us, not tear us apart. We each need to live our faith the best that we can. And there is more than one road leading to the promise.